This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Outcomes follow metrics, they say at B-School. You get what you measure is one translation for the rest of us. As more dollars change hands, why aren't the outcomes better? There's a new listing of 132 countries out today using not gross domestic product, but rankings by health and safety, the environment, personal rights and freedom. It's called the Social Progress Indicator, and Michael Green is CEO of the outfit that puts it together, the Social Progress Imperative. Mr. Green, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So you're trying to measure not just money changing hands, as gross domestic product does, but well-being. What have you found, according to your latest set of data that's just come in?
Well, the number one performing country in the world is New Zealand. And New Zealand's really interesting because it's the top country on social progress, but it's only the 25th country in the world in terms of GDP per capita. By contrast, the United States is only 16th on social progress.
So all this economic activity, that's what GDP is measuring, one would expect the United States would have more to show for it. Where are we deficient, according to this?
Where the United States falls down is on a whole bunch of basic services, things like the school system. The United States gets 39th overall on that. We also see problems around safety. Crime is a problem. There's also a surprising result for the home of Silicon Valley that access to information and communications is not great.
That's almost shocking. For instance, if you take a look at your data on percentage of people who actually have access to cell phones, the U.S. doesn't do all that well.
Not compared to a whole host of other countries. I mean, only 81% of the population being internet users. That's almost 10 percentage points lower than a lot of other countries. And we know access to information is really important to people, to their quality of life. So there is a sort of deficit there.
But it's your hope these data, the social progress indicator, will help people understand that sort of an arms race headed toward more GDP does not necessarily lift up a population.
Don't get me wrong, GDP really helps, but it isn't the whole story. We need to broaden the frame when we talk about success for a country and use measures like this to say, is our economic success giving us better lives? And if it's not, then we should maybe think about other policies, other things we need to do, other social innovations.
The alternative measure today is called the Social Progress Index. The organization that puts it out is the Social Progress Imperative. The CEO there, Michael Green, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, David.